case number 9700, Charles R. Mary Beth Codwell, west of Road 362, north of Mimosa Street, being Lot 7, Section 4, Block M, within Shadydale Park Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
You both swear or affirm that the information you're about to give is true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Thank you. When you go to the podium, please state your name for the record.
Mary Beth and Charles Caldwell.
Good evening.
Good evening. We submitted our request for a variance and a setback on our lot in Shadydale Park for the purposes of replacing our single wide trailer, which was pulled off last week, with a 60 by 28 mobile home. Double wide mobile home, which will give us a setback of a little more than 7.5 feet on each side. The purpose of the double wide is I hope to retire soon. My husband's already retired and possibly moving here permanently. We're hoping we can put it on the lot.
And you can't put it the other way because of the septic system?
Correct. Yes. I do have some letters here from owners of properties and some residents, one across the street and four to the west of us.
Okay.
I have some pictures that it's a pretty poor attempt, but I tried to put up poles measuring where our lot starts and where the 7.5 foot setback would be from our neighbor's privacy fence. I tried to do that. I don't know if you can really see what I did. But here's some pictures.
Give them to the secretary. We'll be glad to look at them.
Thank you. I've been demoted to secretary.
Shadydale is primarily mobile homes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's difficult to find a mobile home shorter than 60 feet.
What was there before? In Dover, the Del Mar, and a couple of places in Maryland. And
how big was one you just had pulled off?
14 by 65.
So you were already...
That was long ways.
That was
north
and
south. We wouldn't go east to west.
How did you do that and meet all the setbacks?
We were 30 foot off the property line in the front.
You had it running parallel to your drain field then?
Yes.
Okay. And you could do that because it was just a single wide, I guess.
Yes.
Correct.
And we have authorization to use the same septic for this because we have sewage coming in next year. It's going to be completed.
The letters that were submitted are formed states as neighbors to the applicants in Shadydale Park. We have no objection to a 2.5 foot setback variance request made by them, and references or address for a purpose of a 60 foot double wide. And there's five letters. How long had the single wide been there, Dina?
We bought it in 88.
84. We bought it in 84. It was in 80. No, 80. The guy we bought it in 82. It was a 1980 trailer.
Okay. So it probably was there in 80.
Excuse me?
It was probably there in 80 then.
Well, I don't know. He put it there in 82, what I understand.
Oh, he did, okay.
And then we bought it in 84.
'84 or '88?
'88.
No, it wasn't. It was '84. We got married in '84. Yeah.
That's what
you're saying. Mobile home community that was started, part of it just as zoning started, maybe even just before, and expanded a couple times with additions in the early 70s. So the park's been around for quite a while. Most of the lots comply. They're 10,000 square foot, 75 foot wide.
It's all surveyed.
Sir?
It's all surveyed.
Yeah, what survey that's done?
Any other discussion or questions from members of the board? Are there persons present that would like to speak in favor of?
State your name, please. The information you're about to give is true to the best of your knowledge. Thank you. State your name for the record at the podium.
My name's Fred Lambert, and I live in Shady Dell Park, about three or four lots down from them. And I'm a full-time resident of the park. A lot of these homes in here are owned by people that just come for the weekends and all. And I've been talking to all the other full-time residents on our street, and they're all in agreement that new double wide would greatly improve the appearance of this lot and the park. We're trying to get the park where we just formed an association. We're trying to get it now where we can, get the park fixed up nicer, a lot nicer than what it is now. And none of them, or myself or none of them, have any objection to a variance being granted for this home. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone here in opposition?
I am, sir.
You want to come forward and be sworn in, sir?
Yes, sir.
Hi.
How do you do, sir?
Do you swear or affirm that the information you're about to give is true to the best of your knowledge?
I do, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Please state your name at the podium.
My name is John Dunholm. I live at 3 and 5 Mimosa, Shady Dell. That's my summer home. I've been the owner of those lots since 1981. Mr. Caldwell, who resides next to me, who is asking for this variance, bought his property from one of my closest friends, Mr. Sharp. He and I bought the same time in 1981. And we both put our properties, both had single mobile homes at the time, on the far end of the property, on the far side, so that we would have plenty of space in between us. Matter of fact, for the two blocks around there, there was only one other house. So we go back originally to the original owners, from Mr. Kaufman, who was the owner of the property. The reason I'm asking not to give this variance is not because I don't want this gentleman and his wife to have a double wide. I do want them to have a double wide. But there's no reason for them to encroach up to 7 feet or whatever they're asking. This is some 60 or 65 feet long. Their property is about 75 feet wide. So what they're going to have is a double wide, putting it in lengthwise, they're going to put it in the width way. So what I'm afraid of, besides them being right up next to my property is bordered by a fence. I have a fence that goes all the way around my property. It's a stockade fence. And I got permission to have that from the board because I had a Doberman. And I didn't want this Doberman jumping over a 3-foot fence and scaring the neighbors and et cetera. So I got a variance, and I have a stockade fence around this half-acre piece of land. So if they put their double wide, I don't know how high it is, but we just found out it's going to be 28 feet wide, and they put it in the length, put it in the width way, then you're talking about 5 or 6 feet on my side to go between their property and my fence.
7.5 feet.
Well, it depends on which way, whose particular survey you're looking at. My fence is really on their side of the property. I either own 6 inches or a foot. And I put that there so that I'd have maintenance people would have be able to work on the fence without trespassing on my neighbor. This hasn't occurred yet. They haven't, they aren't asking to remedy something. They're asking for something in the future. The septic is really not a good reason, because this spring, they're already bringing the sewer right into our location. Everybody's going to have sewer, no septic. It's not that they live down here and they don't have a place to stay. They don't live here, I don't believe. Well, matter of fact, I went by there today, just this evening, and the place has all been taken down. I mean, it's already moved out. I also noticed, this is the first time I really noticed, they have two sheds right on the border, right on the back property. This isn't something new about asking for variance, but I don't know if they got the variances on these two sheds, besides asking for another variance. When I bought at Shady Dell, it's not a covenant that runs with the deed, but it surely was the intent, and there were papers given, that you were to keep two-thirds of the trees. Well, they've taken all the trees down except for one. We were not here to have nothing but concrete and pavement, and a house from one neighbor to the other butting right up. So I am opposed to it most strenuously. I think that the state is, or the county is, much very modest about the 10 feet. That's not a whole lot of asking room from your neighbor. And there's no reason why they cannot just bring this particular trailer or two trailers and put it in the way it is right now. I don't see any necessity.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in opposition? Like to come back, rebut?
He's speaking about the trees. Now, was our...
The trees are irrelevant. We really don't need to hear anything.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, he's saying there's something about our reason was for the septic. Well, it's not for the septic. I mean, the septic is the septic. I mean, that's what it is. I mean, we have an authorization to use the septic for this new trailer, if you guys let us have the new trailer. If not, we'll have to see if we can find a smaller one. But it will be put on sideways. I mean, that's the only thing. And as far as his privacy fence, if that's what he's worried about, he's kind of crazy. He's got a 6.5-foot fence there now. So I don't know what his big deal is about that. That's all I can say.
Your request is not something unusual for the board to approve, given, you know, the septic and the location it's at. Hmm. He does bring
we
up
can't put it in long ways now because the septic is in the way. We can't go over the drain field. We can't go over the septic tank. Not yet, anyway.
You'd have to wait a year, probably.
He contends that county sewer will be available in the spring. Have you gotten notification?
No, that will be not as well. I don't know when. It's going to be sometime next year. Probably later in probably September or something like that, I would think.
The single wide, did it set up next to the drain field? I guess it's a drain field, or?
Yeah, actually it was. It was like 10 foot off the side of the trailer.
And what about the sheds? Were the permits issued for the sheds? Did you folks put those sheds?
We put one up. The first one we built when we bought the new trailer. There was a concrete pad behind the trailer, which the guy said, this is where we're going to put the shed. So, okay, we're going to put the shed there. And that's about 3 feet off the property line, maybe a little bit more. Okay. Well, I assumed that the back didn't matter. We went from the sides and the front. So I put the new shed up in the back, about the same distance off the line.
And you got a permit when you placed it?
No, I didn't. No. Okay. Now if we have to move
permit,
that. We can pull it.
Permit would tell you where.
Oh, okay. Okay. We went to Ocean View, and the guy said, "Just make a drawing of what you want and bring it in here." You know, and there was no permit involved or anything like that, so we just did that.
It's unfortunate that there are people that sell sheds in the county that have no regard for setback.
And you're not in Ocean View. You have to deal with the county directly. Not the town.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's all, you know, it's all we have to say.
One question, just out of curiosity. If you already had county sewer, would you be willing to put the new unit lengthways?
This trailer, actually, no, because we designed it. Well, we added for, opted for different things on the trailer that we wanted, and one of them was a patio doors in the back. So we wanted to set them sideways so we can put a deck behind it, use the patio doors, you know, to go in and out from the trailer. And that's, you know, it's one of the things we looked at when we were looking at trailers is something that we could do in the back that way.
To come, you come straight in the front door and can go straight through out the patio doors.
You parking, with the way you've proposed to set the new unit, your parking will be in front?
Yes.
Is
that where it is now?
Yes.
Was the old unit you had on there, was it no longer livable, or?
No, it was decent. When we put new windows and new doors in it about 3 years ago, and we just decided, like she said, when she retires, we'd like to move down there.
There's no way I could live in a single wide.
Right. And have you already ordered your new unit?
Yes,
we put a
deposit down on one, yeah, with the stipulation that if
contingency,
if we don't have this,
with the outcome of this hearing,
right, it won't work.
Okay. I guess one concern for the board would be, it might seem obvious that by allowing this, we may be setting a precedent for the others who are in favor of it, and that's not typical habit of this board, you know, to set a precedent so others may follow.
Okay.
So that's something we'll have to consider.
We have granted many variances in plantation, I believe, or shaded down there.
Give me the number.
In that subdivision, not knowing all the parcel numbers, there were setback variance front yard, two variances on the height of the fence. That I believe that was on the gentleman that just spoke earlier. A variance front yard setback on 520. And 504. Oh, okay. And there was also a variance on, there were one, two, three setbacks on the front yard.
Front yard. No sides.
I don't see any, but I don't have all the parcel numbers in that development. Let me see. Goes up into the sixes, down into the fours. So. Yeah, I can't see the whole subdivision, but it appears that there possibly were two side yards also. Well, one was denied, one was approved on the same parcel, so they reapplied. And I just don't have the whole subdivision to pick out all the numbers, but there's fronts and fence height, and appears to possibly be one in a side yard.
Thank you. Any further questions?
I believe we were in opposition.
Sir.
May I speak?
You have to come
to
the mic.
I cannot say under oath, ladies and gentlemen, that there is not a double wide. There are double wides in there, but they're all put in from front to back.
Mm-hmm.
There is one double wide that's on a corner. It's a corner lot. But there are no double wides that are, you know, 10 feet from 10 feet from width put in length. I mean, the long wide put in the width ways. There are none.
Excuse me.
Our neighbors.
Whoa. sit yourself down there.
No, this guy.
No, no, no. We run the show, sir. You sit down.
Two houses down, my neighbor has a house that's put in, but it's a square house. It's a smaller house. It's nothing 60 feet. It's around 40 feet, 45 feet long and about 30 feet wide. And that's putting in facing out. Most of the homes are like that. There are none that I know of that are double wide that are put in width-wise from length to length.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can I say something again?
This gentleman, give him one more chance.
He just said about there's not no homes in our.
State your name again, please.
No double wides.
Name? State your name again.
Oh, Fred Lambert. I live in a double wide. It's 28 by 60. I've got 15 foot on this side, 15 foot on this side, and it sits crossways like this across the line. And these other homes in that park, a lot of them, it's set like that.
And but they meet the setback requirements.
They all meet setback requirements. All right.
On our street, on our side, there are 1, 2, 7 houses, I believe, 7 lots from the corner, including his 2. 3 of the 7, and if we're agreed on, 4 of the 7 will be double wides sideways. There's 3 of them now. My neighbor, the neighbor next to him, then there's a trailer, and then there's this gentleman just spoke, his trailer is double wide, go side to side. So this man, it's, I don't know.
So there must be the setbacks though, right?
Apparently, yeah. I don't know that, but apparently they do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, if there's no further discussion, Chairman, entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to take case number 9700 under advisement.
Second.
Been regularly moved and seconded to take case number 9700 under advisement. All those in favor give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. There may be a decision made later this evening. You're welcome to stay if you'd like, or you can call the office in the morning.
Thank you.